It's my last day for a while doing the shows here in the Midwest in St. Louis, Sylvia. But today, I mean, here we are going into New Year's Eve and the New Year's Day. It was 60-plus degrees. What's going on?
I don't know, but we're practically flooding out here in California.
That's what I hear. I left Los Angeles at the right time when it came to that.
Yeah, no. But see, that's what I was telling you earlier. I think it's the polar tilt. I think we're going to see all kinds of strange weather changes everywhere. I mean, the West Coast is becoming almost like the East Coast.
You know, you're right. Everything's upside down now.
Exactly.
We had in the Midwest last year record tornadoes. What do you see for this coming year?
Yeah, I think we're going to be hit really hard, and I think the North Carolinas are going to be hit too. And unfortunately, I think that Florida is going to get really pelted again.
Oh, they don't need that again, Sylvia.
No, they don't. No.
Last,
but it seems like the East gets milder and the South gets colder, which is kind of crazy.
We're going to have a generally mild winter?
Yeah.
I mean, a couple more months to go. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay, great. You had said that no weapons of mass destruction would be found in Iraq, and to date, you are correct.
Yeah.
With that statement. You thought that the troops would be home by the end of the year. I don't think they're going to be leaving anytime soon now.
No, I don't. I think they should have been, but I think we're going to go into the next year with this. The thing that I'm the most worried about, though, and nobody seems to listen to me, is I'm more worried about North Korea.
I was going to say that. You are very concerned about that. Tell us why.
Well, because they do have all kinds of weapons. I mean, they're very sophisticated. And I don't know what it is, but they're almost too quiet for me. You know, I mean, they're just, you know, it's sort of like, okay, now you're looking at Iraq, but here we are, you know, and I'm just concerned that they could do something.
See, they're nutty enough, those leaders,
yes,
to push the button.
Oh, sure they are.
And, you know, I'll tell you this, Sylvia. When I, this weekend, and even up to now, look at the devastation caused by an earth force, a tsunami.
Yeah.
One push of a button.
Oh, yeah.
Of one today, nuclear weapon, would make that look small.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We'd be done.
Yep.
Because the ripple effect would be horrible.
That is, it's frightening that the potential for mankind devastation and what it can do.
Yeah, and see, some of these people, and I don't want to just say the Koreans, but I mean, there's some countries that they just don't care anymore. You know, it's just, it's all about power.
I think so, too. You believe in the Illuminati, this higher group?
Oh, absolutely, I do.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, absolutely. I believe they've always been around. See, I'm a Gnostic, so I think the Illuminati, like Da Vinci talked about, has always been alive and well. It comes from the Cathars, the Templars, even parts of the Rosicrucians.
Now, you're religious and you're spiritual, right?
Yes.
Tell me about, what is Gnosticism anyway?
Gnosticism is seeking your own truth. It's from the Essene. And historically, it actually is what Christ was, because Christ, of course, wasn't a Christian. What did he do? Follow himself. You know, I mean, he wasn't a Essene. So Gnostics have always been, you know, in other words, if you're a Buddhist, we don't care. If you're a Muslim, we don't care. All we say is just love God and do good. You know, Gnosticism has always been very much internally, like you say, trying to illuminate people that God is good.
What is that potential trigger point with North Korea, and at what point could things really get out of hand here?
I think it would take anything, just nothing at all. It could be just, like you say, power. I mean, look at all the wars. What are wars really about? It's either about land, power, you know, enslavery, Hitler, you know, the Aryan race. It could be anything. It's just a trigger point.
And believe it or not, people who have got their hands over there is going, oh, my God, isn't there anything good that's going to happen? We're going to get into some interesting and fun things in just a moment here with Sylvia as well, as we talk about some pyramids. And some, she's got some great celebrity psychic thoughts, too. But I do want to get this out of the way because it is important. Sylvia, we have been very fortunate since 9/11 that we haven't had a major external terrorist attack, I believe anthrax, when we had that horrible situation in October of 2001, though they haven't found the person, I think that was domestic.
Yeah, and they did find that it was done exactly what I said on Montel, but it was made in New Jersey, so they mm-hmm. did find that.
They just haven't found the person.
Yeah, no, they didn't find the person, but they found the whole lab.
Where they think it came from?
Exactly.
What do you see in terms of the possibility of attacks here?
Well, I think we're going to have some minor attacks on, and I've said this from the very beginning, I'm always concerned about our trucks and our transportation, our railroads, not so much our airplanes, but look, if you really want to cripple us, you know, hit our food supply. You know, I mean, hit our trucks or our trains. And if you really look at the train wrecks we've had, people don't seem to pay any attention to that. They've been astronomical. We've got train wrecks constantly.
You think they've been somebody playing around with the tracks
exactly.
and stuff like that?
Exactly.
Yeah. FBI is very concerned about laser beams that have now been shown into 6 cockpits. And for the life of me, I can't figure out how a light that is on the ground can shoot upwards. I think it's coming from either another plane or possibly even a satellite, but that's for another discussion.
I agree with you. I don't think anybody, I mean, laser just goes so far, too. I mean, you know, you're up 30,000 feet. Where the hell is a laser coming from?
But do you think these lasers are being used for the possible terrorist activities or just some people with expensive toys just playing around?
Yeah, I don't think there's any. I see the one good thing, I don't see any real big terrorist attack coming in. No, I think that the terrible 9/11, that was their, you know, that was their big hurrah. I think we have little pockets of this going on here and there, but I don't see anything of the magnitude of that.